lightning in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good afternoon. It is currently 3:08, and I'm DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. And here joined with me in the studio this hour, I have Lieutenant Love, the public health nurse, and your favorite, Giuseppe Licari, health promotion coordinator. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great.
So,
thank you.
How was that, ma'am?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Let me adjust this real quick. Our audio is a little low right now. But we've got some great stuff coming up this hour, so I want you to keep it with us because we're going to be talking first about the 8 dimensions of wellness.
Yep.
But right now, we've got Honey by John Kay. I'm here with Health Promotion and Wellness, and we're going to be talking about the 8 dimensions of wellness. What is that, Mr. Licari?
The thing is that most people believe, when it comes to health and wellness, believe that as long as they just go to the gym, right? Or as long as they just a good diet, they are just good to go, right? And then I can be happy, I can be healthy. The thing, health promotion, is that we believe that health and wellness is much more than just a single area, right? For sure, we have, our subject matter expert when it comes to nutrition, Lieutenant Commander Love, our department head. And she gives the best advice when it comes to nutrition, eating plans. I'm a health coach, so I can help with the behavioral piece. But there's much more than that. And I believe that you guys here in Sigonella have amazing resources. That's what I like to talk about, that you can really refer to get a complete approach when it comes to wellness. That's why we want to talk about the 8 dimensions of wellness today. What are they? So when it comes to health, wellness, there are different dimensions, different areas we need to tackle, we need to get, a better grasp. We can start with the environmental wellness, right? Environmental wellness is about cultivating pleasant environments that support your well-being. And when it comes to environments, it's your work environments, right? So make sure that when you go to work, you're, in a way, the leading actor in creating that atmosphere that makes it easier for everyone to feel happy about going to work. And that will influence not only your personal level of satisfaction, but also, your peers' level of satisfaction. I'm sure, DJ, that's what you kind of experience here, right? When it comes to work and, chief is there like telling you, it's going to be a great day. And when a guest speaker show up and they just bring their energy and their information, that makes it easier also for you to come and work, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what I guess it's everyone's responsibility. Go to your workplace and make sure you create a good environment. Then there's financial wellness. I know that Flint and Family does an amazing job with their classes in promoting that, not only awareness, but also in developing those skills for you guys to take care of your finances so that you can not only enjoy your present, but also plan your future. Third is emotional wellness. Both, Flint and Family and Health Promotion or the Behavioral Health Consultant over at the hospital offer you guys a lot of good resources, classes, and, skills to learn how to take care of your own emotions. Emotions are not just feelings. I feel happy, I feel sad, but it's that ability to embrace your present and to make sure you build up your future in a way that you really promote self-growth. Then we have vocational wellness. I feel that vocational wellness may go hand in hand with spiritual wellness. Vocational wellness is about creating, it's about developing personal satisfaction for your own life. Feeling that you belong to an environment, you belong to a place, you belong to a circle of people that are leading towards the same values. And it's not that easy sometimes when you're really young, I guess, and you may resonate with that because you're a really young DJ. Like understanding that there's a reason why I'm here, right?
Yes.
And following that understanding is building values and then, building your own life upon those values. And then that, I guess, attached with spiritual wellness. Spiritual wellness is not just about religion, right? It's about, again, attaching your values to your daily actions. The chaplains do an amazing job when it comes to that. That's why I encourage everyone to kind of get to them when they feel lost, as if they're just, they have no reason why they do their, you know, daily actions. Then we have social wellness. Social wellness is about developing the capacity, meaningful relationships in your own environment. I guess it's really hard for you guys when you come to a new country and develop a new, you know, I can meet new people and try really to create a new circle of friends. But that's key for everyone to kind of live their happy life in those 2-3 years that they, you know, they spend here. Then we get to intellectual wellness. It's the ability to think critically, to make responsible decisions, and finding ways to expand learning and skillfulness. It's about growing. It's about self-growth. And that helps with your ability to utilize your own cognitive resources, your ability to think, so that you can really create an environment as conducive to growth for everyone. And then we get to the last one. That's what we cover on a daily basis of health promotion, and it's physical wellness. And I'll just hand it over to Lieutenant Love about that.
Regular physical activity reduces the risk of many adverse health outcomes and increases life expectancy. Being active also improves overall quality of life and performance, both on and off the job.
All right, that's perfect information. And Mr. Licari, I had a question for you. So when you combine all 8 elements of this wellness, is that kind of the recipe for success?
It's the recipe for happiness. I love the word happiness. Success is a good word. I guess the success should lead us to happiness, that ability of, you know, being content and satisfied of who you are in that moment of your life. So the answer is yes, for sure.
Oh, that is perfectly worded. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And keep it right here, because we've got some more coming your way. But right now, we have Love It When You Hate Me by Avril Lavigne and Black Bear. With PCS season coming in and hot and ready, it's going hard, and it's going to be affecting everyone mentally, because if you know, you know. PCSing is extremely mentally taxing, and that's why it's so important to talk about, and that's why Lieutenant Love here is going to be talking all about how it affects your mental wellness.
Hey guys, just remember, sometimes the best medicine doesn't come from doctors. It comes from giving yourself some grace. PCS season is stressful on so many levels, so don't forget to keep your mental wellness in check too. Tips like getting enough rest, drinking plenty of water, exercising, and eating well will help you power through the daily grind. Your SIG family is here for you. We have tons of resources to help.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yeah, let me jump in and say, we're talking about those dimensions, right? Those 8 areas. And as you were saying, during the PCS season, that's what I, you know, hear from all of my patients, all those areas are in a way challenged.
Yes.
That's why it is important we learn about the resources, as Lieutenant Love was just saying, and make it a conscious effort to grow on those areas and build that resilience that we need, that you guys need during PCS season.
How true. So keep it right here, because we've got some more coming up next. Right now we have Let Me Love You by Mario. Welcome back. Last we were just talking about the stresses of PCSing and how it affects your mental wellness, but right now we're going to be talking about all about some upcoming events from Health Promotion and Wellness.
All right, we have Gym 101 coming up on Wednesday, May 28th from 11 to 12. This is a Gain Your Confidence event where we have the MWR staff that's going to help you get to know the gym equipment. And to sign up, you can call 4710 Health Promotions or stop by. We are upstairs by the family gym.
Yes, next one is going to be June the 6th. We just partnered up with the Liberty Center. So the idea is going back to that emotional wellness, but also physical wellness, but also, you know, social wellness, is to take single sailors that most of the time are stuck on us, to take them to the fish market downtown Catania and to the grocery store in Centro Sicilia, and kind of guide them through kind of Sicilian shopping, right? We want them to learn how to get there, how to shop the helpful and cheap produce downtown Catania, so that they will could just, you know, go together, find, you know, some camaraderie while they do there, learn how to, you know, shop health ingredients. This is going to be on June the 6th. We're going to take off from the Liberty Center at 8 a.m. and be back at around 12:30. So we want you guys to, you know, kind of really schedule your time with us, 4 hours, and we're going to go through a fun but also educational shopping tour downtown Catania.
Okay, and finally, we have a cooking class for our single sailors. That's also going to be on NAS 2 with the help of our USO sponsors. And also Take 5 Liberty program. So this is going to be learn easy to prepare meals that will help keep you healthy and strong. Sign up by June 23rd, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, the only thing I need to add about that, feel free to show up at the Liberty Center and sign up you guys for those two events over there. Either call us or go over to the Liberty Center. Thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming in the studio today. It's always great to have you guys' information put out. And I had one more thing to add before you guys leave. Where can listeners who are interested in these upcoming events go to find out more information?
They can easily go to the hospital Facebook page, USN Emergency Sigonella, so they can find all our events over there. As Lieutenant Love was saying, they can just come over to NAS1 Midtown Building, upstairs from the theater, show up in our office. They can just also check our body composition analyzer over there. It's a great tool for you guys just to learn more about your body and your level of health.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Right now we have Me by Taylor Swift and Brandon Urie. I promise